For over 45 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green will give you the kind of person-to-person help and attention that mass-market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero. Thank you so much for tuning in. We're here every Sunday from 10 to 11 a.m. Don't forget to set your dials. You can also stream us online at www.federalnewsradio.com, and you can go to iTunes and download our show as a podcast. You just search in iTunes Essentials of Healthy Living, and it will pull up all of our previous podcasts. You can also log on to the Village Green website at www.myvillagegreen.com, and that will also, on the right-hand side of the homepage, there's a microphone icon. If you click on that icon, it will take you to a section where you can download of all of our shows for free. So thank you for tuning in. I'm really, really excited about today's show. I was actually been looking to get this guest on. We've had him on before, and he was a specialist in the world of omega-3 fatty acids and always delivered an amazing show with tons of great information. He's now working in a different industry in the natural health world, one that I have incredible interest in, and this is around what are called CBDs and CBD oil. And CBD is an extract from the hemp plant and is really leading a lot of incredibly exciting research about the medicinal properties of marijuana. Now, we know and hemp, and that's what we're going to talk about today. This is not about getting a medical card so you can go party and have fun, which a lot of people do in these states that have licensed medical marijuana. There are therapeutic effects that come from this plant that go far beyond the psychoactive components, and that's where CBD lies. CBD oil extracted from either the hemp plant or the cannabis plant, which are sort of similar but two separate things, has incredible medicinal properties in and of itself with zero psychoactive effects. So this is a really exciting part of research. It is just since the decriminalization and somewhat legalization in certain states of marijuana and the federal government's relaxation of its stringent ban on marijuana that people have been able to start researching CBD oil and the other components of cannabis that actually have medicinal properties. Now, I am new to this. I don't fully understand it. I understand some of the basic therapeutic applications of medical marijuana for people with cancer, for people with severe digestive conditions, for people with multiple sclerosis, with glaucoma, where there's been years and years and years of research where you can see appetite stimulation, pain reduction, anxiolytic effects, anti-anxiety effects. But what we're learning is that these components of this plant have so many more far-reaching benefits, and some of them completely in the absence of any psychoactive effects. So no feelings of getting stoned, no feelings of getting high. It has nothing to do with changing the psychoactive properties of the brain. It has everything to do with the other medicinal properties. And that is what Stuart is going to talk to us about today. So Mr. Stuart Tomk is a recognized authority on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids with 20 years of experience in the nutritional health industry. As Cannabis Corp's VP of Human Nutrition, he recognizes CBD and its multiple mechanisms of action to support human health as perhaps the botanical equivalent of omega-3s. He envisions a new category of dietary supplements derived from hemp, in addition to the current offerings, including CBD and other phytocannabinoids, antioxidants, and novel antimicrobials. As a global nutrition educator and industry insider, Mr. Tomk is known for his extensive print interviews and contributions to noted books on integrative medicine, as well as his 4,000 radio appearances. Stuart, thank you for taking the time to be with us this morning and help us learn more about this potentially amazing therapy.
Well, Doctor, it's such a pleasure to be with you. I've enjoyed every single conversation we have had, and this particular conversation, I think, may be the most nuanced and certainly the most sensitive conversation that I think we will have, and I believe the most sensitive conversation going on in the field of wellness, simply because the cannabis plant, the hemp plant, is loaded with so much confirmational bias. Let's face it, Doc. Half of the people out there believe that this may be the silver bullet that we've been looking for in herbal medicine, and you and I have joked over the years there is no silver bullet.
Right.
And the other half of the people may believe that there's no medical benefit whatsoever, and everyone's using this as an excuse to try to get intoxicated to avoid their responsibilities. And I believe that somewhere in between of the two extremes, the middle way, if you will, that that's where we'll find the truth.
Yeah, absolutely. And of course, because of marijuana's illegal status, because of, you know, the stereotypes associated with marijuana use, of course, anything related to a property that comes from this plant is going to be a highly charged conversation, you know, with people having lots of bias one way or another. So help us, let's orient ourselves here for a minute, Stuart. Like, help us understand what sort of CBD is, maybe at least just tell us what it stands for. How is it different than THC, which is the psychoactive component of marijuana? Like get us basically oriented here for people that have never even heard of this or don't even know where we're going with this conversation.
Okay. And I think to do that, I want to start with some sort of top tier, high level academic science so that we're not shooting from, in my case, sort of the emotional hip. And then we can sort of dial it back. There's a book that just came out. I know your audience likes to study and read. You're in a very educated part of the country in terms of nutrition and education to begin with. And there's a book that was just published by Dr. Vincenzo DiMarzo, D-I-M-A-R-Z-O, and Jenny Wang, both PhDs. And listen to the title of this book, Doc, The Endocannabinoid Ohm. How's that for a title?
Pretty interesting.
The Endocannabinoid Ohm, The World of Endocannabinoids and Related Mediators. So let's just indulge for a moment and set the stage, and we'll get into the details. The discovery of two G-protein coupling receptors for cannabis, THC and CBD, and their endogenous lipid ligands and endocannabinoids, those are the compounds your body makes already that are cannabis-like, marked a milestone for both a century-long series of mechanistic studies on the recreational medicinal properties of this plant and its millennial history. At the turn of the century, now we're talking here 2000, turn of that century, these discoveries led to new successes as well as completely unprecedented findings, which can be summarized as follows. Number one, the endogenous system composed of the cannabinoid 1 and 2 receptors, the endocannabinoids, and the biochemical machinery to produce these lipids, hence my interest in this, also known as the endocannabinoid system, so we're calling it the ECS, the endocannabinoid system, is one of the most pleiotropic signaling system invertebrates. This endocannabinoid system is what separated invertebrates from vertebrates. By being involved in all aspects of mammalian physiology and pathology. And for the same reason, it represents an attractive as well as very challenging target for the design and development of new therapeutic drugs. Indeed, endocannabinoid-based drugs such as Romanobant, have come and then gone from the market, where others, such as Sativex, we'll discuss these drugs, are still successful and being actively proposed for more than one disease target, albeit before the many nuances and complications of the endocannabinoid system were fully understood. And the endocannabinoid system is a complicated system also, because the endocannabinoids, like many lipid mediators, are biosynthesized and degraded through redundant routes and enzymes that also participate in the regulation of the levels of other endogenous signals and influence the activity of non-cannabinoid receptors. This is heavy-duty, cutting-edge science. This isn't the recreational marijuana people trying to come up with an excuse to light up. This endocannabinoid system that wasn't discovered until 1992 is the master control nuanced communicator between endocrine, metabolic, immune, muscle, skeletal, and neuro support. We've never approached anything like this.
So basically what let's break that down a little bit. In 1992, some science was uncovered to determine that we have an inborn sort of autoregulatory system in our brain that selectively uses these cannabinoid-like compound. So does that mean that, you know, I mean, of course, we can see that, you know, we can use medicinal hemp or medicinal marijuana and use these things. But of course, many people don't ever touch the cannabis plant or touch a obvious source of outside cannabinoids, yet their brain and their endocrine system is working fine. Does that mean that our bodies produce cannabinoids themselves in our brain? Help us understand that.
Yes, you're 100% correct. You see, when we discovered these receptor sites, CB1, CB2, and other orphan receptors, that lets us know that there are compounds that the body makes that fit into those receptor sites. You're not born with these receptor sites hoping that there's a plant outside of your body that survives and that there's enough of. We're more sophisticated than that as a being. So you're right. Your body makes two noted cannabis-like compounds. One of them is called anandamide, or anandamide, depending on how you pronounce it. Ananda in Sanskrit meaning bliss, the bliss neurotransmitter that's made on demand and stored as need be, that is derived from the highly unsaturated fatty acid, arachidonic acid. So your body makes the bliss neurotransmitter from arachidonic acid, which you know and I know and our listeners know is abundant in our bodies.
Mm-hmm.
We also make another one called 2-arachidonyl glycerol. We call that 2-AG for short. So those would be the omega-6-derived endocannabinoids.
Mm-hmm.
And then DHA, the other major highly unsaturated fatty acid that makes up the other portion of the brain, that's the upstream substrate for another compound called synaptamide. So there's a balance between the omega-3 and the omega-6 endocannabinoids, as there's a balance between omega-3 and omega-6 in the cells and in the brain. So yes, your body makes marijuana-like, cannabis-like neurotransmitters that are involved in the crosstalk between everything going on in the body.
Okay. So, yeah, when we come back from the break, I want to discuss its role in human health and physiology and start sort of applying this to, you know, to what are the benefits of it. But it sounds like what you're saying is what they discovered in 1992 is that our brain has receptors for compounds that are cannabinoid-like. And what we've discovered through research is that essential fatty acids, our omega-6s and our omega-3s, which primarily come from diet, have downstream metabolites that basically bind to these receptors and are very, very closely mimic cannabinoid-like compounds. And what we're seeing now is by using hemp or cannabis to basically derive these cannabinoid-like compounds, we can support and activate these receptors in our brain and potentially have beneficial effects or regulating effects on our endocrine system and musculoskeletal system and immune system, because I'm sure, as you're going to tell us in the next segment, these receptors and these naturally inborn cannabinoids that our body makes probably have been researched to play critical roles in certain aspects of our health. So did I lead us up to the next segment pretty good, Stuart?
That's why I love being on your show.
Okay. All right. There's my summary. When we come back, we're going to be talking about the role of inborn and cannabinoids that come from hemp and cannabis and their role in human health, physiology, and regulation. So don't go anywhere. This is an exciting conversation. We are discussing things that are on the cutting edge and forefront of nutritional science. So don't go anywhere. This is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living. We're going to be back right after these words.
Solgar No. 7 can help you feel the difference. Solgar No. 7 actually shows improvement in joint comfort within 7 days. Now you can start to get back on track fast and pursue the activities you love. Solgar No. 7 is a breakthrough in joint care with no glucosamine and no chondroitin. The advanced bioactives in Solgar No. 7 help to increase flexibility, mobility, and range of motion within 7 days. One capsule once a day is all you need. When stiff joints occasionally say no, Solgar No. 7 says yes. Solgar No. 7, available available at Village Green Apothecary.
New from Garden of Life, Kind Organics Whole Food Multivitamins. They are the only USDA certified organic, non-GMO verified whole food multivitamins available. They're gluten-free, certified vegan, and feature a patent-pending clean tablet technology. Kind Organics is super clean, untreated, unadulterated, and real whole food. Kind Organics multivitamins from Garden of Life. Be kind to your body and the earth. Kind Organics, now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Are you under a lot of stress at work? Pressure from the boss, budget cuts, impossible workloads? It can all take a serious toll on your health, but we can help. Village Green Apothecary has everything you need for a healthier lifestyle. A wider range of nutritional supplements, health-related books, and more. We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for over 45 years, and we'll take the time to advise you about your unique needs. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Do you have unique needs that a mass market pharmacy can't handle? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula for you, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. We invite you to talk with one of our compounding specialists today. Our team includes pharmacists, nutritionists, clinical herbalists, and naturopaths offering customized products and personalized healthy living plans to ensure your well-being. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host, Dr. Kevin Passero. Thank you all for tuning in every week. It is always a pleasure and an honor to be here and hopefully delivering great information today. Absolutely no exception. I've been incredibly excited about doing the show. I actually sought out our special guest purposefully to try and get him on in an effort to have a deeper discussion about CBD oils, which are these cannabinoid-derived oils that come from the cannabis plant or can also be derived from the hemp plant, which has no psychoactive properties. There is no aspect of having different types of psychogenic effects from using CBD. You don't get high. You don't get stoned. You don't get, the munchies. You don't get any of those things. There's other medicinal properties that occur. So in the last segment, Stuart helped us understand a little bit about how our body has our own inborn way of manufacturing cannabinoid-like substances that play a role in health. And we have receptors in our brain, and we have a mechanism in our body to produce these compounds on a regular basis from fatty acids. In this segment, Stuart, I would love for you to focus a little bit more on what we've learned from research about, what these cannabinoids do in regards to health and human physiology, which of course then leads to the question of if we're going to use something medicinally like a CBD derived from hemp, what type of conditions are we potentially looking to target or might be amenable to treatment with these types of things?
Well, the therapeutic areas or the health applications are not limited to, but include nervous system health, mood, anxiety, restorative sleep, and circadian rhythm optimization. And as a clinician, I'm sure you see this all the time, if you could just get your patients to let it go and relax and sleep restoratively and balance their circadian rhythm, we may see a wholesale change in people's attitude and their well-being. So nervous system health is some of the low-hanging fruit of not only targeting the endocannabinoid system with drugs, pharmaceutical drugs, but also potentially with using the phytocannabinoids provided to us in nature. Mm-hmm. The other area of great interest is in metabolic health, and most people don't think of cannabis and metabolic health or CBD and metabolic health, but they really should, because when you look at the role of the endocannabinoid system in, say, insulin sensitivity, weight loss management, central obesity, sort of the adipokine profiles, et cetera, One of the drugs that I mentioned in the introduction, Rimonabant, was a very powerful drug that they decided not to bring to market because it had side effects, but it worked at the CB1 cannabinoid receptor and caused people just to melt gut visceral adipose fat off of them and increase insulin sensitivity. We'll talk about how you may be able to do that with CBD. Stress resilience, heart rate variability, cytokine hormone functional outcomes, recovery and adaptation in sports nutrition, supporting immune health, hyperactive immune response like a cytokine storm is what can get somebody when they're sick. And CBDs in particular seem to play a very interesting role in helping to modulate that. Humira is our number one selling prescription drug last year. It's a tumor necrosis factor alpha inhibitor. CBD appears to also work in a similar fashion, at least in animal studies. Mm-hmm. And then gastrointestinal and digestive health. So you're talking about a pleiotropic, pluripotent target for the endocannabinoid system. And then, of course, when you bring in these plant compounds that are now available that modulate endocannabinoid tone. Now, let's make this clear. The structure of CBD in no way looks anything like anandamide or 2-AG, your body's endocannabinoids, but they don't need to.
Right.
Because they're not designed to directly mimic them. In the case of THC that gets you high, that fits directly into CB1 receptor, and then you're high. You're intoxicated. CBD, on the other hand, slows down the enzymes that degrade the body's endogenous endocannabinoids, allowing you longer neurotransmission time. It can help downregulate dopamine, upregulate serotonin, and it actually works for pain, anxiety, and sleep without getting people impaired. That is a breakthrough.
Yeah. So while THC, the psychoactive component of cannabis, binds to that receptor, so it's basically taking advantage of these endogenous cannabinoid-like receptors that we've discovered in our brain that utilize the cannabinoids produced from the omega-3s, the cannabis or THC, the psychoactive property, binds directly to these receptors and probably stimulates them in a very aggressive way, which sort of leads to this very psychoactive feeling of being high. Is that a correct assessment?
Yes, Summary? And to be okay. fair, that's 100% accurate. And to be fair, that may have tremendous benefit for certain pathological states.
Right.
Let's not discount that.
No, right. And that's why while we talk about the benefits of CBD, there's a whole nother topic to this conversation regarding the medical use of marijuana and cannabis with THC properties. I don't want to cover that today because that's something, CBD oils are something that everybody can have access to regardless of what state you live in. THC, that we're going to save that for a separate conversation. But what you're saying is that the CBD oils don't necessarily bind that same receptor, but they change some of the neurotransmission around that receptor based on changing enzyme expression.
That is correct, and they can delay the enzymes that degrade the endocannabinoids.
Got you.
And I saw a speaker recently, Scripps. I live out here in California now. I moved from Chicago. Scripps every year puts on an evidence-based dietary supplement event. It was really the best one I've ever attended. If you get a chance next year to come out and see it. And Scott Shannon, who's a medical doctor, he happens to be in Colorado, so he's very progressive. And he's an expert in natural approaches to mental health. And I'm sitting in the audience with one of the retailers that I know who's carrying CBD, as you can find it now at Village Green. They're mm-hmm. carrying the Cannavest plus CBD oil. Mm-hmm. And this psychiatrist is up there talking about CBD and mental health. And my friend nudges me and says, did you set this up? No, it was totally coincidence. And he said something, Doc, that was really simple that everyone can get. He said, let's think about CBD and THC the way we look at caffeine and theanine. You've got the green tea. I knew you'd love this.
Yeah.
You've got the green tea. One component, the caffeine, that's kind of the stimulant. The theanine, that's kind of relaxing.
Mm-hmm.
And that there is a balance in that plant. What we've done with agricultural hemp, with the products that I'm working with now is we are able to, on an aggressive agricultural scale, grow huge amounts of these 15 feet tall bamboo-looking hemp plants in Europe, where it's legal to grow, extract it, CO2 extract it, lawfully import it here into the United States of America, freely ship it across state lines, because it has virtually none of the THC, but it has high levels of CBD and is very similar to the compounds that are being used right now with a lot of the children that are struggling with epilepsy.
Right.
So we have found a way to bring products to market that are safe for almost everyone.
Right. And that's where I think the question comes. If you just do a regular internet search to look at, is CBD legal in my state, you'll read a lot of stuff about how it's only legal in certain states. Now, people need to understand that that is CBD derived from cannabis. If it's CBD derived from cannabis, it can only be used in certain states that have allowed for certain rights relating to medical marijuana. CBD extracted from hemp is legal in all 50 states, legal to be shipped across state lines, legal to possess, legal to purchase on the internet, legal to purchase in stores, and legal to use. Isn't that correct, Stuart?
That is correct, although this is a new and disruptive area. There are rumblings right now that FDA is suggesting that a pharmaceutical company may have the rights to CBD. So as an industry, we're having to deal with that challenge. We do have a legal opinion here at Cannavest supporting the distribution and sale of our products. We sold $10 million worth of CBD last year. I've never seen interest in 25 years of being a vitamin guy. You're a clinician. I've always worked in industry. I've never seen people take something one time and try to figure out how they're going to budget for it, not because it gets them high, but because of the anti-noceptive, anti-anxiety, sleep wellness promotion of the compound. Is there a role for it in clinical application with very ill people? Clearly. But as a dietary supplement, if you want to be able to sleep properly, if you've got pain and anxiety that nothing seems to be able to touch, you should be reading about and talking to your healthcare provider about CBD, because this stuff is a game changer.
Yeah, I agree, and I have seen that clinically as well. And many people that have come to the office having tried CBD or been interested in using it and getting really pretty interesting results when it comes to very, very resistant cases of insomnia and sleep issues and even pain. Now, it does influence areas of the brain. So I have had people that, you know, have a feeling of equilibrial disruption, where maybe they feel a little dizzy or a little out of it. Different people with different sensitivities can have that reaction. Now, mind you, that really doesn't have, in my opinion, all that much to do with the fact that it comes from the same plant that also has THC, which can get people very disoriented because of its psychoactive effects. I've seen similar things happen from people taking GABA supplements or from people taking a theanine supplement, like you mentioned, which is another natural amino acid-like compound that comes from green tea, which blocks glutamate in the brain, which tends to be very relaxing because glutamate is a very anxiety-provoking neurotransmitter that occurs in the body. So while some people, we say it is very safe and it is very well tolerated, just like any natural supplement out there, different people will have different sensitivities depending on how their body is wired and how sensitive they are to these different compounds, and may also relate to other medications that they're taking. So Stuart, when we come back from the break, let's talk a little bit more about sort of the direct application, how people are using it, how people are taking it. Maybe we can talk about dosage a little bit. We can talk about potential side effects or any warnings when people are looking to try it, and try and help people hone down a little bit about, you know, if they're interested in using it, what are some of the most effective therapeutic options, and what you're seeing as somebody who's working with one of the few companies in the United States who's making a very reputable, very high quality, reliable extract of CBD. I'm sure you're getting feedback from the many millions of customers that are buying this product, and I'd love for you to share some of that with us. So when we come back from the break, that's where we're going to pick up. This is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500. Don't go anywhere. We're going to be back right after these words.
Mega Food Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Mega Food believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Mega Food, from farm to tablet, our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of Fit Food, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of Fit Food contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. Fit Food provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body. And this is where Gero Formula's Neuro Optimizer comes to the rescue. Neuro Optimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. Neuro Optimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. Neuro Optimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Did you know at Village Green we offer everyday savings on top quality nutritional supplements, including herbs and homeopathic remedies, plus personal care products and more? That's right. In addition to our other big sales events, you can save up to 20% on most everything you need for a healthier lifestyle today and every day. At Village Green, we've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living products for over 45 years. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero. Thank you so much for tuning in. We're here every Sunday from 10 to 11 a.m., so make sure to set your dials. Today, we are talking with Stuart Tomk, who is a recognized authority on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids with 20 years of experience in the nutritional health industry. We've had him on many times before, mainly talking about the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids, and he's one of the most knowledgeable people on these topics that I've ever interviewed on the show. He knows the ins and outs of the science behind omega-3s and has transitioned now to working with what we've been discussing today, CBD, or these cannabinoid oils that come from the hemp plant or the cannabis plant. And we've been talking about, number one, understanding that medicinal marijuana and being in a state where medicinal marijuana is legalized has more to do with having access to cannabis plants that contain THC and using primarily THC as the therapeutic substance in that plant, because people get a stimulation of what we've discussed, these endocannabinoid receptors in the brain, in a very powerful way through THC, and it exhibits psychoactive effects, but also as a result can influence pain signaling. So people can use it for chronic pain, people can use it for insomnia, people can use it for anxiety, for appetite issues during cancer treatment or other treatments. Glaucoma, we know, is one. What we're talking about today is something very different. It's a different compound in the plant that does not have the same psychoactive properties as THC. And in the last segment, we talked a little bit about some of the different areas where CBD seems to be having some exciting research. And the nice thing about CBD is that currently it is legal in all 50 states. The Cannabis Corporation makes a very high quality product. They grow all of the hemp in Europe because it's not legal yet to grow hemp in the United States, even though it doesn't have any psychoactive properties. They do the extraction process, import it, and ship it. And the FDA still has approved its use legally, except they are looking, unfortunately, what you said, Stuart, is that they're looking to give the rights of CBD oil to a pharmaceutical company, which would be horrible. That's been done in the past for certain natural compounds. And what's awful is some people had such great results from certain compounds that were naturally derived that were relatively inexpensive and people had easy access to. It was turned over to pharmaceutical companies and basically it completely limited access and made it incredibly expensive. It would be a horrible tragedy if that happened with CBD. But let's talk about now how we're going to use it. You're an average person. You've got some insomnia. You maybe have some anxiety. You've got some chronic pain. I mean, I see patients every day in my practice that have these issues. How do you use CBD? What are some of the protocols? What are some of the doctors using it? What is some of the research showing us? And, you know, that's a sort of really exciting topic because we've got some pretty prominent clinicians, some really smart people taking advantage of this. So help us understand that, Stuart.
So we'll start sort of ivory tower, 10,000 feet, and then sort of get very granular. If you go to canavest.com under our advisory board, C-A-N-N-A, V like Victor, E-S-T, canavest.com. It's under the About Us tab. Look at our advisory board, and there are others that will be coming up here soon. You'll see someone who's been on your show in the past, Dr. Michael Lewis, who is an expert on nutritional interventions for brain health, particularly the prevention and management and rehabilitation of concussions and traumatic brain injury. He's the president of the Brain Health Education Research Institute. He was interested and is interested in CBD because of its neuroprotective effects. The Department of Health and Human Services in 2003 took out the patent on cannabinoids as neuroprotectants. So the government, out of one side of the mouth, is saying there's no medical benefit while they filed a patent for it being a neuroprotectant and the prevention of oxidative-inspired diseases and stress diseases. We'll deal with that another time.
Right.
But Colonel Dr. Michael Lewis has been using this in a couple of very, very well-known cases. One is, you may recall the work that he did with a young man that was in a horrible automobile accident, and he had a special with Dr. Sanjay Gupta on CNN about the rehabilitation of a young man with high levels of omega-3. Do you remember that?
We did. That's not one of the cases we discussed on the show, and no, I haven't seen that, so I will definitely pull it up and watch it.
It's pretty remarkable, a young man by the name of Bobby, and he was given intravenous high levels of, it was in his feeding tube, rather, mega doses of omega-3 after a car crash, and like Randy McCloy, I think was his name, that started the that survived the Sago mine incident.
Yes.
With huge levels of omega-3. I think that was Julian Bales. Dr. Bales did that. In any case, Dr. Lewis started giving Bobby CBD on top of this omega-3 treatment that he's been on, and it has been remarkable. And this is the sort of thing where moving the dial in that way with somebody that is really in a difficult place, there's very little in the pharma world, and there's certainly very little in the natural world that can really help people with pain and anxiety that we don't even know where it's coming from. So even in the most difficult cases, CBD is proving to have potential benefit. For the average person that's not in that state, when you see that, when I see that, that gave me even more comfort in talking and educating about the product. I would say for the person who's curious and interested, you can get a 1 ounce plus CBD oil. The only store that I know that's carrying it, the only place in town that's carrying it is Village Green. There will be others. We only have about 80 health food stores or natural practitioners' offices in the country currently carrying the product. So it's very hard to find. And you would start, in my experience, slowly. You only need a little bit of CBD, a few squirts of the 1 ounce oil, and this stuff is under $20, so it's not expensive. A couple of squirts of the oil gives you a few milligrams of CBD. If you took four sprays of the oil, you'd get 2 milligrams of CBD. Four sprays would give you 2 milligrams of CBD. That is enough to get started, because these receptor sites, when you're in a pathological state, there's hyper upregulation of these cannabinoid receptor sites. And a little bit goes a long way, Doc. Think of it like this. 1,500 milligrams of EPA and DHA can lower elevated triglycerides.
Mm-hmm.
But if someone's taking it before a football game, the work that I was able to do in the past with Dr. Maroon, who you may know is the neurosurgeon for the Pittsburgh Steelers, he was giving higher levels of omega-3 to athletes before they hit their heads
mm-hmm.
as protection.
Sure.
This is very similar. You only need a little bit with people that are in a bad place. However, some people like myself, as you've known over the years, I'm a little wound up. I take far more, but I'm not really dealing with anything other than anxiety and an inability to sleep and an inability to turn my brain off.
Mm-hmm.
So the dose range goes from a couple of milligrams, 2 milligrams of CBD per day, up to our capsules that are 25 milligrams. That's what Dr. Scott Shannon is using. We're doing an open label pilot trial in Colorado. We've got 40 patients in the group. They're taking one capsule of the plus CBD oil, which gives you 25 milligrams, and they're reporting great results with pain, spasticity, anxiety, and sleep. So the range goes from 2 milligrams to 25 milligrams.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some people that have reported that when they get up to 150 milligrams, those are the doses that are being used in the trials currently looking at really difficult situations under GW Pharmaceuticals, their research that they're doing. And that makes it tricky, Doc, because the range from 2 milligrams to 150 makes it difficult to find out how much you need.
Right. Well, it sounds like the commercially available, what makes sense is somewhere in that 2 milligram range to anywhere from 25 to 50 milligrams if that's what's in a capsule. So,
correct.
You know, is CBD, and I think the idea of starting low and going slow is usually the best way to approach any type of therapy, really, to allow your body a chance to respond. Is this something usually that, let's say, for sleep? I know that some of the research on CBD implies that it actually is somewhat stimulatory for some people, but sedating for others.
Yeah.
So, you know, and I've had some people report that they take it before bed and they sleep wonderfully. And I've had other people say, I tried taking it before bed and I was up all night. So, you know, for things like sleep or for things like anxiety, what are some of the recommendations on how to try it? Is it safe to take during the day? If you take it in the morning before work, might you feel sedated at work? So help us understand, you know, what feedback you're getting from the company as far as what people are experiencing with it and what the research is telling us.
Yes, the anecdotal feedback at this point is exactly what you've mentioned. I can use myself as an example. I take it at about 4 in the afternoon, and I've never slept better in my life. My wife, who is the exact opposite of my mania, she's the most balanced human I've ever met, takes it right before she goes to bed and doesn't wake up. If I take it right before I go to bed, it's stimulatory and I don't sleep as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I would have been a candidate for Ritalin. I chose not to take that. But what you're seeing is being mirrored, really, in everybody that I speak to. And that, again, makes this a little bit more like endocrinology. And the reason why my hope is that more people will get the information about how to use CBD directly from clinicians like yourself. This may not be the compound just to go hog wild and experiment on yourself
mm-hmm.
because it's so potent. So at 4 o'clock in the afternoon seems to be ideal for me. I know people, mutual friends of ours, who have used it throughout the day in a very difficult, stressful situation. You can grab the plus CBD oil peppermint spray. You're in a very difficult meeting. Things just went completely haywire. I mean, it sounds like our regular days now. Take a few squirts under the tongue. It gives a very nice calming, relaxing, but you're not impaired at a couple of milligrams to 25 milligrams to 50 milligrams. When you get to some of those higher doses, I think you've also seen with some of your patients, some people will report some somnolence. But I really like what you said about the GABA connection too, and that's not uncommon to see with things that are relaxing people.
Yeah, I mean, there's other things that we have in the natural pharmacy that you can get over the counter that have similar effects. And of course, there's plenty of OTC medications designed to do the same thing, things like Benadryl and, of course, all the other, you know, more synthetic compounds that are hypnotic inducing and people take for sleep, which we now know are correlated, at least some of them in the Benadryl category and the antihistamines, are related to increased risk of dementia and Alzheimer's because of their anticholinergic effect. So certainly this, we think, might be a safer option. And utilizing a system in the body and in the brain that is something that we've already established, and that's really breakthrough research that we had in the early 90s to understand that we have these same endocannabinoid systems in our brain that word just keeps having trouble coming out. But when we come back from the break, Stuart, I want to talk safety because, you know, we're at sort of, I don't know, the beginning phases of research when it comes to CBD, or at least I am just learning about it. We know that things like THC, for example, if you have people using THC for extended periods of time, there may be some negative effects. There's the concern and question around its addictive properties. Certainly, there's, I think, sufficient research suggesting that heavy THC use in adolescence before their brain really gets a chance to completely form may create some long-term problems. But on the same side, some of the most exciting research around THC, medicinal marijuana, and CBD has to do with children with epilepsy. And these are kids where they're completely unresponsive to any type of pharmaceutical intervention for their epilepsy, and they have zero quality of life. They're in seizure mode pretty much 24/7. Every pharmaceutical has been tried at every dose with zero response. These parents have nowhere to turn, and they're getting almost complete resolution of the epilepsy using CBD and THC. What are we talking about for everybody else and the CBD that's available right now, OTC, safety and long-term use? I'd love to cover that in the next segment, just because there probably is a lot of misunderstanding and preconceived notions about using anything that comes from the plant that also has something that's psychoactive. So does that sound like a good topic, Stuart?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, great, excellent. So don't go anywhere, everybody. This is Dr. Kevin Passera with the Essentials of Healthy Living. We're going to be back right after these words.
Solgar number 7 can help you feel the difference. Solgar number 7 actually shows improvement in joint comfort within 7 days. Now you can start to get back on track fast and pursue the activities you love. Solgar number 7 is a breakthrough in joint care with no glucosamine and no chondroitin. The advanced bioactives in Solgar number 7 help to increase flexibility, mobility, and range of motion within 7 days. One capsule once a day is all you need. When stiff joints occasionally say no, Solgar number 7 says yes. Solgar number 7. Available at Village Green Apothecary.
If you have arthritis, everyday tasks can become a challenge. That's why more and more doctors are recommending Arthrobin, an all-natural medical food for the dietary management of osteoarthritis. It contains a combination of bioflavonoids, which work to reduce inflammation and joint deterioration, along with collagen peptides, which increase joint mobility, function, and repair. Arthrobin is not a drug and is virtually free of negative side effects. Look for Arthrobin by Designs for Health today, available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
New from Garden of Life, Kind Organics multivitamins. That's right, certified organic, made with the highest quality standards, uncooked, untreated, unadulterated, non-GMO certified, vegan, and gluten-free. Kind Organics multivitamins from Garden of Life. Be kind to your body and the earth. Kind Organics. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Some things are hard to stomach, and life doesn't stop for occasional immune challenges or intestinal distress. ProBalardi from Metagenics offers a new targeted probiotic approach for intestinal support. Help maintain control while traveling or as a follow-up to antibiotic therapy to support intestinal flora for healthy intestinal function. ProBalardi provides ID-certified probiotic strains suggested by research to enhance certain aspects of immune function, in addition to promoting a healthy balance of intestinal microflora. ProBalardi is the go-to probiotic for patients on the go. Get it today. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why a cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I'm your host, Dr. Kevin Passero. We're here with Stuart Tomp talking about CBD oil, which is a novel compound that comes from the hemp plant, which is showing some very exciting preliminary research in regards to its health benefits due to its ability to influence naturally occurring cannabinoid receptors in the brain. CBD has many medicinal properties without any of the psychoactive effects. The CBD oil products we've been discussing and distributed by several different companies, but also by Cannavest Corporation, this company that Stuart is currently consulting with, have absolutely no THC. They're allowed by the FDA to be sold in the United States without a prescription, even in states where medical marijuana has not been approved. So you do have access to it. The Village Green does carry it. It's one of the few places in the area that does carry it. So if you're interested, you can stop in to learn more about it. Stuart, thank you so much for the conversation today. In the last segment, we sort of topped out about discussing some of the different applications specifically related to, we talked about anxiety and we talked about sleep. I know that you were saying there's some exciting research going on in other areas. There's psychiatrists doing research, some open label studies. I'm sure there will be more research, primarily in conditions related to the nervous system and pain. In this topic, and you're certainly welcome to elaborate on any of the other exciting areas of research for CBD, but I'd also love for you to touch on safety of CBD, because certainly there are some concerns around the safety profile of using THC on a long-term basis based on people's fears of using any type of substance that is psychoactive and its potential addictive benefits. So I'm going to kind of tee it up that way and let you go from there.
Yeah, I would certainly agree. I have a 12-year-old son. I am not a cannabis user. I'm not opposed to what people choose to do, especially for health. When you're in pain, you've got to take care of yourself. But I do agree that if you have a developing brain, the evidence is looking pretty persuasive that that may be time to avoid cannabinoids, although there are others that are suggesting that after you hit 40, that CBD and some of these phytocannabinoids may eventually qualify as conditionally essential. I know we're getting out ahead of our skis here, but there are many that believe that for successful aging, that CBD and phytocannabinoids may play a critical role. The number one thing I did when I started here at Cannavest was initiate the process of GRAS, G-R-A-S, generally recognized or regarded as safe, self-determination. So this is a process when you have a novel compound that's new, which although hemp has been around for 5,000 years, the U.S. Pharmacopeia had it, Eli Lilly made cannabis extract, it's nothing new, it's still a new dietary supplement.
Mm-hmm.
So we started the GRAS self-affirmation process. We just finished with the 14-day study. We looked at the mutagenicity. It was crystal clear, no side effects that we could find, no risk. The 14-day went beautifully, swimmingly well, and now we're doing the 90-day repeated oral toxicity study. So we should have the only GRAS self-affirmed product, our plus CBD oil, by the end of August, and that will really go a long way with helping people feel even more comfortable with the safety profile.
Mm-hmm.
I would say that if you are currently using something like phenobarbital when you're dealing with epilepsy, please do not just take CBD on your own. Talk to your healthcare professional, because if CBD works in a similar way, at least in treatment-resistant patients to things like phenobarbital, you don't just want to be throwing powerful herbal compounds on top of pharmaceutical drugs mm-hmm. without the guidance of your physician. And the only other area that I think is important to mention would be at the height of childbearing years, there's some evidence that THC, we don't yet know for sure if it applies to CBD, may actually depress fertility. Have you seen any of that, doctor?
I have not, no.
In the literature. And so I just like to cover, you know, I'm not a, yeah, I get excited, but I mean, there's a side effect to everything. And then what you mentioned earlier, there are some patients that have reported that if they get that relaxed and they're that calm, that can be startling to people. I think you've said that you've seen a few patients that didn't feel comfortable having that level of relaxation.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to accept that there are certain phenotypes that actually may not respond quite as well to these phytocannabinoids as others. So I think there's a lot more to learn. I think the safety profile is remarkable. When you look at the toxicity of something like caffeine or tobacco, even omega-3 fish oils, if you take enough of them, as you know, you may have some problems.
Yep.
So what do we say? The dose makes the poison.
Mm-hmm.
At 2 milligrams to 50 milligrams, whether it's a couple of squirts of the peppermint, vanilla, or unflavored, or two capsules a day, there doesn't seem to be any issue at all. But again, please, with this compound and all dietary supplements, please consult your healthcare professional. I don't think that self-medication is really the way to go.
Yeah, and I think, you know, a lot of the research on these types of compounds have been somewhat limited based on the federal government's ban on, you know, using any of these things for research. And as that loosens, I think a lot more research is sure to come and a lot better understanding of how to use these compounds and their safety profile, which I imagine we're going to find is quite good, especially, you know, when we're using things that mimic natural things that are naturally derived, that mimic the natural pathways that our body has produced. Typically, what we've seen in botanical medicine is that when we use plants in their natural state and we use the compound still in their natural state to influence a system in the body that has a similar type of compound, we see very, very, very good safety profiles, just like using theanine, although we don't really produce theanine in our brain. There are many other things like the use of GABA supplements, which are generally recognized as very safe. And there's many other examples of utilizing things from the natural world that support our natural health, and their safety profile tends to be quite high. So it's good to see that coming out with CBD. So, Stuart, maybe we can sort of wrap the show up a little bit by telling people where they can learn a little bit more about CBD, where some good sources of research if people are interested in, you know, ordering some and trying it for their anxiety or for their insomnia, or speaking with their healthcare provider about potentially trying it. What are some really great resources that are highlighting some of the exciting research and safety and applications for CBD?
Well, I have four articles that are currently posted at cannavest.com, cannavest.com, industrial hemp-derived CBD, what's there to know, cannabinoid, cannabidiol 101, a peek into cannabinoid chemistry, cannabinoids in the immune system, cannabinoid physiology, influence on metabolism and body fat regulation. Those were written by a medical doctor who also runs a research facility back east. In Ohio, so I would encourage you to read those.
Great.
The book that I mentioned, The Endocannabinoid Ome by Dr. Vincenzo DiMarzo. And then my favorite lecture, you can find this on YouTube, look for talks by Raphael Meshulam, M-E-C-H-O-U-L-A-M, Raphael Meshulam, who discovered THC's binding to CB1. He's the father of the cannabinoid movement. His name translates into a cure from above. You kind of can't make that up.
Right.
And then finally, the International Cannabinoid Research Society is having the 26th meeting or 27th meeting in Halifax, Nova Scotia, coming up in July.
Well, I'm sure there'll be some great things discussed there. Stuart, we are totally out of time. I'm sorry to cut you off. Thank you so much for taking the time to be on the show with us today, and I hope you all learned some interesting things about CBD and unraveled some of the mystery behind it, understood the safety, the applications, what it is, where it comes from, and we'll follow some of this research because it is my opinion that it's probably one of the more exciting new natural products on the market, and I think we're going to see it used a lot more in the future to come. So thank you, Stuart, for your time. This is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living. Thank you all for tuning in. Wishing you all the best of health until we talk next time. Take care.
Did you know at Village Green we offer everyday savings on top quality nutritional supplements, including herbs and homeopathic remedies, plus personal care products and more? That's right. In addition to our other big sales events, you can save up to 20% on most everything you need for a healthier lifestyle today and every day. At Village Green, we've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living products for over 45 years. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.